Hey, what up? This is Aaron Sands, and this is King Talk. Let's get smarter. The following songs being played on this podcast, we do not own the rights to. Hey, yo.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Hey, yo. I'm on the lid talking flint. His face all bloody, rope hanging off. Got hit with a chair. Wore best tens to the dance floor. Greg Valentine, lower ties, blew his brains out, right off the handlebars. Doggy paddle, the vintage, tremendous. Pushing three to a pins, I'm never coming out, I had twins. Walked up on and put my gun out close. Take that fucking chain off, I need that money in that sock filled with bags of dope. Duffel bag rumors where we read up. My dread shot, five niggas, smooth as VA and rock the Caesar. Peace almighty, grimy, Kimbo edition. Oh, my mind is federal prison. Guess who ran the day room? Don't touch the wrong TV. I'm watching 106 and park with my shades on. Niggas getting pleasure when they toe tagging Vintage Guardian. I'm talking old fashioned shooter, got a cold game. All the flyest motherfuckers got the game on lock. Keep shooting it till it ain't no shots. The Lord please forgive all my niggas in the box. But one come home, then another get locked. Flyest motherfuckers got the game on lock. Keep shooting it till it ain't no shots. The Lord please forgive all my niggas in the box. But one come home, then another got locked.
A second to establish the hit. Send my lower homie that you have him stab through your kiff. Got a kilo on my neck, nigga, average a brick. Your bitch face painted on my pants, ravishing Rick. How stylish is this? No hate, no malice is this. Whipping heavy, all these carrots on wrist. $1,000 bottle sprays, my whole palate is rich. Menage twice times six, nigga, Paris was lit. I get more twat, more checks than you. You a vegan, now you a vegetable. All guns blazing. My man got locked, came home, went back. He said it's vacation. Up top shaking, just stuffed the back with an eighth win. West made the tag from the apron. Five star suites, the bus plays. You do the days in. Get to the money, every day spent.
And yo, the flyest motherfuckers got the game on lock. Keep shooting it till it ain't no shots. The Lord, please forgive all my niggas in the box. But one come home, then another get locked. Flyest motherfuckers got the game on lock. Keep shooting it till it ain't no shots. The Lord, please forgive all my niggas in the box. But one come home, Wale, then another got locked.
I'm do a lot, most valuable like Hassan Assad. Got enhancements, Alahamas, they do the job. On my side, color nine, with the windows down. Play whatever hand I get, but never ever show my card. Lay down, niggas ain't thug, don't think we can't tell, it ring out. You call from the blood, look like you gangrel. Falon popping, fiends copping, that's my young one. A lot of shoppers don't look like rockers because they young bucks. Okay, who dope it in them? I got two pair of Dunkin' foams and I ain't open them yet. A nigga be floating on these vocals, I been a goat with the pen. And they can snub me all they want, we keep revolvers for that. But love is back, I try to keep my dog out the trap. He say he got it with that rock like Kevin Hart or McMahon. It's hard to be great, and honestly way harder when black. And I feel like Jake Roberts, boy, sliming his bag for
real. Hey, yo, the flyest motherfuckers got the game on lock. Keep shooting it till it ain't no shots. The Lord, please forgive all my niggas in the box. But one come home, then another get locked. Flyest motherfuckers got the game on lock. Keep shooting it till it ain't no shots. The Lord, please forgive all my niggas in the box. But one come home, then another got locked.
Yo, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, and yes, we are back. It is your boy, Aaron Sands, and this is King Talk. I know I've been gone for a minute, you know, I know it's been a little bit since we last spoke, but you know, we back at it, episode 3, you know. First of all, first thing I want to get out the way, first things first, how are you? Hopefully you guys been doing well. Also, I want to take time out to thank everybody who watched the second episode of King Talk with Aaron Stans. We actually hit over 100 views. And honestly, I'm keeping a buck with you. I didn't even think I was going to get 10 views out of any of these episodes this year. You know what I'm saying? Like, so in the fact that, you know, Ken hit me, you know, being my executive producer and everything, he hit me and he told me, like, yo, you got about 100 views, bro. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Stop capping. You lying. You know what I'm saying? I know I got like 15 views or whatever at the very least. Just say that. But saw the stats. It was 110 views. A lot of people all over the world, you know, watching the second video. Want to give a special shout out to my babe, Bianca, you know, for jumping in on me, with me on this one. And, yeah, it's a blessing, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to keep the content going. We're going to keep it rolling. I know I had y'all waiting so long, but we are back, and I am glad. So, first things first, it's been a year, y'all. COVID-19, man, it's been a year since everything went left and shut down, you know what I'm saying? A little over a year, actually. You know, it was a year about a week ago. And it's kind of fitting a little bit that I'm doing this video outside the comforts of my own home. Sitting out, you know, nothing crazy. I ain't in the city or anything. Just sitting out, soup, just chilling, you know? Nice days, the first day of spring, you know? It's a blessing, honestly, you know? A lot of people we lost during this whole situation, this whole COVID. A little over 500,000 people we lost in this journey, you know what I'm saying? And it was to no fault of anybody's own except for the people that was, you know, leading before who didn't really prep for this shit. But I digress. It was a tough journey, you know what I'm saying? But what we're not going to do here at the King Talk podcast is dwell on what was. We're going to talk about what is, you know what I'm saying? And what it is that things are, yeah, they're getting better, but we still got a long way to go. As the bro would put it, yeah, we still in the pandemic, son. But at the same time, a lot of things are getting so much better. And in comparison to last year, just take, for example, Connecticut, our neighbor to the little northeast or whatever, they just got back indoor dining 100%. I remember just last year, everything was closed up. We couldn't even March Madness wear. Couldn't get March Madness. But our restaurants out in Connecticut is opening up. The city is getting back to some of its normal self again a little bit. 50% indoor dining. Still got the outdoor dining. And like I said, it's the first day of spring, so you already know it's going to be nice out. You know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to Cuomo on that one. Let's keep the sexual allegations going, because I guess by at this rate, 2-3 more people come out, going ended up opening the whole state by then. You know, fucking around, he gonna be like, oh, 2 more people said I was doing this. Oh, okay, open up the bars and restaurants to 4 a.m. again. Yeah, we lit. Fuck that. Nah. But yeah. Also now, starting April 1st. You could travel without having to travel and come back to New York State without even having to quarantine. And I feel like that's a big step, yes. And honestly, it's good for me because I'm looking to catch up on a little bit of my travels that I didn't get a chance to take this year. But at the same time, you know, you got to be sure that's the move. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be the move, you know, the state want to take on that. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to raise these cases up too crazy, especially with domestic travel being the way it is. You know what I'm saying? Good news about it, though, there's a vaccine. We out here with a new vaccine, with a few vaccines, actually. Whether you want one shot or two shot, they got it. The bro Biden talking about, oh, May 1st, anybody who want a shot can get one. Now, look, whether your views on the shot, whether it be, oh, I'm going to take it to protect my family, or nah, I ain't going to take it because of X, Y, and Z reason, you know, what it is, you know, is, I get it. but the shit's available. You know what I'm saying? The fact that it's available is a good thing. Me personally, I'm not really big on it because there's a lot of different things. You know, there's a lot of different side effects that go along with it, especially when it comes down to fertility. And me, you know, I'm getting up there in age. I ain't getting no younger. I want some kids. You know what I'm saying? I can't continue this ride forever. You know, so these are things that I have to think about, not just for me, but for my future as well. So yeah. And of course, you know, I can't mention COVID without these motherfucking stimmies. Shout out to the stimmy crew. That 1400, that 600, that 1200 stimmy crew out here cashing it. And it's so convenient, honestly, because when you look at the timing, you know what I'm saying? You got your stimmy coming in. You got your taxes coming in. If you working, you probably got paid. I ain't going to hold you. I can talk about this shit on my cast because it's my podcast. God damn it. I was doing my taxes on Sunday, right? I get paid on Wednesdays. Shout out to Chime. You get your card 2 days early. Follow your boy Aaron Sands, Premier on AaronSandsPremiere for that Chime info. That way I can put you on the Chime and you get a little bit of money. But I digress. That's a shameless plug. So anyway, I do the taxes on Sunday, right? Feeling pretty good. I know I ain't probably going to hit till like weeks later or whatever. Thinking it's going to be something crazy. But I'm patient. I wait. I get paid Sunday. Wednesday, my bad. Before that, though, niggas get the stimmy. Niggas get hit with that 1400 stimmy. You know what I'm saying? So my pockets are feeling pretty, you know, pretty simulated. You know what I'm saying? It's a nice little simulation going on. So I'm like, all right, bet. Then I get paid. And I'm like, oh, okay. This is something different now. You know what I'm saying? Got the pay period. You know what I'm saying? Got the pay period dropping. And the stimmy's dropping. And for me, every other week is a stimmy, so it's all good. You know what I'm saying? So it's whatever. But as I'm doing that, and as I'm doing research on the little vacations I got lined up over the course of this year, doing what I gotta do, next thing you know, out of nowhere, RKO vibes, Fed taxes hit. Bomb. All three of them shits hit. I was like, yo, play Drake, what's next? I'm like, yo, play Drake, what's next? Yo, like, let's see what happens next. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, we lit. I'm like, fuck it, I'm booking a trip today. And I did. Not gonna reveal the location or all that stuff yet. Maybe I'll say that for the season finale, you know, we'll see what's up. But to have all of those things hit at the same time is a beautiful fucking feeling. Crazy thing about it is, you know, if I'm feeling nice about that, I'm thinking like, hey, well, shit, if I'm good about that, what about the shorties who got these kids, bro? Because where I'm at is like, if you're getting $1,400 for a kid and yourself, you out here with two or three of them things, you know what I'm saying? Two or three of the kids or whatever, you easily clearing like, you know, almost $4,000 easily. On top of the fact that you're getting all the extra tax credits and everything like that, you got a couple kids or whatever, you could easily clear 10 racks. Easily clear 10 racks and be straight. And honestly, for the kids at the very least, you know, I think that's one of the best things that's coming out of this whole COVID situation. Like, if you live long enough to not get COVID, do what you gotta do and you put your mask on, get a little bit of bread. You know what I'm saying? Now, whether or not you want to take the shot, not take the shot, take a half a shot to figure out how you feel about, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's on you. You know, that's a personal choice. It's like voting. I ain't gonna press you to do it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you want to feel, you want to do, that's what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? And but these stimmies, though, I feel like right now, everybody's eating, especially now it being spring, people trying to get out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm literally doing the pod outside today, outside the crib, and it is fucking beautiful out here. You feel me? So it's a good look. So overall thoughts on this whole COVID shit, I'm like this. At this point, right? if you're in New York. I don't know. I know other states are a little open now, like Texas is open, Florida is open, Georgia's open. See, I already got clubs jumping out in Dallas, Miami, and in Atlanta easily. So I ain't talking to y'all right now. I'm talking about those who still, you know, on lockdown, but trying to get, you know, is getting back to some sort of, you know, normalcy. You know what I'm saying? At this point, it's like, all right, you can either A, stay in the house, be safe, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, just not enjoy the warm weather that is being blessed upon us today. Or you could go outside, live life, see friends, see family if you can. You know what I'm saying? Get some fresh air, you know, do some jogging, you know, have sex that's not on video chat, but actually, you know, seeing somebody. You know what I'm saying? Kids is babies still being born. Kids are still being conceived, even though you guys stay 6 feet apart. So, I mean, come on now. But whatever you do, whatever it is that you still like doing, I ain't, like I said before, I ain't shaming nobody for this. And as the title said before, here's my apologies in advance. Whatever you do, make sure you keep yourself safe. As I always tell you at the end of every pod, keep safe, wear a mask, love your family, do all those things, and you'll be fine. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, my ass outside. It's summer 2021. I had a whole summer solar last year. I'm getting it back this year. So that's where we at with it. So there's that. So yeah. On a lighter news, though. Yo, y'all been watching this Sweetie Quavo shit? And I don't mean to laugh, bro, because I'm all for Black love, and I'm like, all right, shit goes left. But here's the thing about entertainment relationships, you know? It's like, you see certain things, and it's like, all right, how do you see how relationships play out in the entertainment world? And it's like, all right, sometimes, yeah, they're supposed to work and be straight. But at the same time, you know, at the same time, if it fucks up spectacularly publicly, what do you expect? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you expect behind that? So apparently, these guys been dating for like 2 years or whatever. They've been rocking out. They've been kind of like Atlanta's, you know, hot new couple or whatever like that, for the most part. And then we get word that they broke up. Sources from Sweetie side was like, oh, how, you know, she could have gave him more attention, things like that, more time, more gifts. And upon her research, they said that Quavo gave Sweetie in excess over $2 million in gifts, in cars, trips, flowers, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So at first I'm like, all right, you know, you talking about you want more gifts, more this, more that. Bro, he blessed you with $2 million. He blessed you with your own Bentley, bro. I don't even know if y'all know those Bentleys. They go around the range of like 150, 200, you know, at base level. Maybe a little less, but right around that range. Especially if you want to get all the trinkets and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, me personally, I'm an average dude. I ain't seen no average shorties getting blessed with no Bentleys. You know what I'm saying? So keep that in mind. Let's put a pin in the Bentley situation for a minute. So at first, I had a whole nother take going into this before I started this podcast. Like, before I started today's episode, I had a whole nother take behind that shit. Then it came out to find out that nigga was cheating. And I'm like, well, damn. Because I'm like, listen, I'm over here looking at the situation. I'm like, okay, well, yeah, she wrong for wanting more gifts and everything like that, you know, because she already getting blessed with 2 million gifts. What do you want for? But then at the same time, you out here cheating. And now you just giving ammo to people that, you know, giving ammo to the situation. And it's like, well, shit, what do you want? You know what I'm saying? Some women, you know, you could do the whole gift thing and then cheat, and then they'll stay because, oh, you I'm getting blessed with gifts or whatever, so, you know, I'm just gonna ride this wave until the shoe fall off. So it's like, some people will deal with that and others won't. You know, had a conversation about this earlier today. It was like, we were talking about love languages, and some people have like that situation where their love language is being is gifts and, you know, money and getting showered with that type of stuff, and that's okay, you know. But there's like six other love languages, and you got to find the one that matches your mate, you know what I'm saying? So if you're not finding that out, especially if you've been rocking for 2 years, you know, how are you gonna know, how are you gonna have a successful relationship if you don't even know how to actually love your partner, you know what I'm saying? So that's where I was at with that. So I understood that. But the funny shit that got me was that he ended up getting the he ended up getting the Bentley repo. It was like, fuck that shit. That shit was leased anyway. And it's in my name. This is just not checking, bitch. So that's what it was. You know what I'm saying? So he ended up sitting there and getting the Bentley repo, because apparently they had a deal with the dealership who sold the Bentley to that, where for a fee he could hand back the lease to the dealership, and they could go pick it up at any time, you know. And he ended up deciding to pay the fee, because sometimes, you know, you gotta pay to play. As I said in the last episode, you gotta pay to play if you want to get into this relationship game, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, he paid the fee, but then he get the car back. Shit was in his name, you know what I'm saying? That's why I tell people, you want to sit there and accept gifts and be all happy about Bentleys and Audis and shit, but you better make sure that shit is in your name. You know what I'm saying? Because the minute shit go left and sideways and suck, that your Bentley ain't your Bentley no more. So keep that shit in mind in your travels, yo. It's probably going to be some more shit that comes up about it, because he's saying that cheating ain't true, and she's saying she got cheated on, but then next thing you know, I come across a YouTube video where she's talking about finessing niggas. So, you know, it's just a big ball of mess. And that's why I look at entertainment relationships like with a grain of salt, because it's like, all right, yeah, y'all together, or y'all together, or y'all just together for the likes. You know what I'm saying? And that's when it comes down to, you know, and that's when you see certain things, you know, go left. And in this case, it's not even a shock. I'm just laughing about that whole Bentley shit, because you at home, you know, thinking like you got the Bentley parked outside and shit, you know, thinking you gonna turn up tonight, wake up next morning, bitch ain't there no more. Because they take it early in the morning. They're not, you know, raise no flags and everything. They're like the Warren Squad with shit, you know what I'm saying? Come to the crib, 5:30 in the morning, everybody sleep, but they not. Next thing you know, your whip gone, and that's it. So yeah, craziest shit ever. But well, glad it ain't me though. So it is what it is. Alright, we gonna do a little break real quick. We gonna come back to it. When I come back, we talking about cancel culture. Y'all seen the pick. Y'all already seen how I was gonna give it up. You already know where I'm gonna go with this, and why I feel like at certain times cancel culture could be a gift and a curse for the community. So we gonna get into that. Also, we gonna get into Kanye, man. Leaving Kim and becoming a billionaire in the same 2 weeks. It's not a bad trade. So we gonna come back with it. Check out this next song. And I'll see you on the other side. Hey, what up? It's your boy Aaron Sands, and I know you're enjoying this episode of King Talk right now, but I want to dive in a little bit and talk about the Premier Boys podcast. You got me, Aaron Sands, Ken the Gentleman, the homie Roddy Rod, and long live the Chief Mally Mal, all in the building, talking about the hottest entertainment topics, the hottest news topics, and giving our own take on what's going on out here in these streets. It can get raunchy. It could get crazy. You might even be talking about somebody's mama. Who knows? But every Wednesday at midnight, check us out on Apple, Good Pods. Don't forget to drop that 5-star rating and all wherever else you hear your podcast. Now back to the show, man.
I got no time for fake niggas. Just sip some Cristal with these real niggas. From east to west coast, spread love niggas. And while you niggas talk shit, we count bank figures. I got no time for fake niggas. Just sip some Cristal with these real niggas. From east to west coast, spread love niggas. And while you niggas talk shit, we count bank figures. I got no time for fake niggas. Just sip some Cristal with these real niggas. From east to west coast, spread love niggas. And while you niggas talk shit, we count bank figures.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm Mama, Miss Ivana. Usually rock the Prada, sometimes Gabbana. Stick you for your cream and your riches. Jaja Cabal, Demi Moore, Prince Diane, and all them rich bitches. Puff Daddy pumped the Hummer for the summer. I follow in the E-Class with the goggles. 96 model, bad click on a stroll.
Tell them how we go.
Cruise control, nothing make a woman feel better. The Berettas and Amarettas, but the legends and mad cheddars. Chilling in the bins with my amigos. Trying to stick a nigga for his pesos. If you say so, then I'm the same chick that you wanna get with. Lick up in my twat, gotta hit the spot. If not, don't test the poom poom, nani nani, hanani dani. Hey!
No time for fake niggas. Just sip some Cristal with these real niggas. From east to west coast, spread love niggas. And while you niggas talk shit, we count bank figures. No time for fake niggas. Just sip some Cristal with these real niggas. From east to west coast, spread love niggas. And while you niggas talk shit, we count bank figures.
From the back, give that ass a smack. Bet your man won't do it like that. Can't work the middle, plus his thing too little. Let me grab your tatas, do the cha-cha. Make your scream papa.
You the best, dada. Now watch mama go up and down, dick the jaw, crazy. Say my name, baby, before you nut. I'ma dribble down your butt cheeks, make you wiggle, then giggle just a little. I'm drinking babies, then I cracks for the Mercedes. Act shady and feel my 380. Or the Raven. Ooh wee, I see. Your girl ain't a freak like me or Dina. Can't fade a rhinoceros or rap. Little Kim pussy, how preposterous is that?
No time for fake niggas. Just sip some Cristal with these real niggas. From east to west coast, spread love niggas.
That's right.
And while you niggas talk shit, we count bank figures. I got no time for fake niggas. Just sip some Cristal with these real niggas. From east to west coast, spread love niggas.
That's right.
And while you niggas talk shit, we count bank figures.
Come on.
Right back at ya, the one clear Cleopatra. Digging in your stash.
Niggas think they gonna get some ass.
No money, money, no licky, licky. Fuck your dicky, dicky, and your quick. Give me your loot, your neck 11, then shoot. Your game ain't sweet. John Paul Pete shouldn't compete. If you can't wed it, forget it. Don't sweat it, I bet it. Make it come smooth if you let it. You can't stop a bitch from balling. Ha ha, the la la, the drop eyes, they be calling. And you ain't know why you be kicking that old shit. We making hits, platinum and gold and shit. I stay draped in diamonds and pearls. Inside every man is a bad girl.
That's right. 9-6, bad boy, come on.
What's up, world? This is the Chief Mally Mal, long live the Chief, and you're tuned in to King Talk with Mr. Aaron Sands. Don't go nowhere, baby.
Yes, and we are back with it. King Talk with Aaron Sands. We're back with it with the second half. And right now, as promised, we're going to get into this cancel culture shit real quick. You know what I'm saying? I want to touch on that for a little while. So a lot been going on, at least between the time we last spoke and everything, between the last episode and now, where a lot of different situations, a lot of different, you know, icons in terms of their own respective situations are being canceled, bro. You know what I'm saying? Or are being modified to fit, you know, certain narratives. And I really wanted to get on that and touch on that real quick, all right? So when we talking about cancel culture and everything, right, you know, we got to look at it like this. Like, what's your definition of cancel culture, where we have groups of people, you know, seeing a situation or seeing, you know, actions from a person that are deemed pretty, you know, unworthy of being, you know, like a little less more, how I put this, where it will lack morals, as I would say, where we'll lack ethics and it'll lack morals. Some of the cases and example of this would be the Harvey Weinsteins of the world, your Bill Cosbys, your R. Kellys, things like that. I felt like when people was talking about, oh, let's cancel these guys, I felt like that was on merit because, you know, these guys did some pretty despicable shit. You know what I'm saying? Between, you know, touching and raping women, things like that, touching and raping kids. I feel like when you start doing things like that, you cross the line. And yeah, you gotta sit your ass down somewhere. You know what I'm saying? And if your career got to end behind it, so be it. I know some people, they come tell me you're wrong. Bill Cosby ain't probably do that shit. He probably ain't do that shit. And I simply tell him, like, listen, yeah, Cliff Huxtable probably ain't do that shit. You 100% right. Cliff Huxtable probably ain't do that shit. But Bill Cosby, yeah, that motherfucker did some shit. Even if it wasn't all of it, he probably did some of it. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like for that, yeah, that would deserve like a little lash from the cancel culture community. You know what I'm saying? Here's where it gets out of hand. You know what I'm saying? When you're talking about cartoon characters and fictional characters and things of that nature, certain songs, you know, this is where I have to look at people and I'm like, all right, guys, let's really look at this. You know what I'm saying? So for those that don't know, over the course of the week between Pepe Le Pew, Mr. Potato Head or Potato Head, you know, Dr. Seuss, and people are even revisiting WAP as a whole situation, you know what I'm saying, of something that could possibly be canceled. My issue with that is this. I felt like people took cancel culture and then weaponized it to sit there and use it against things that they feel isn't setting the narrative for their community and things like that, you know? So I, like, even with on Facebook, you'll see people talking about, oh, they took off Pepe Le Pew, but then they ain't taking off WAP. WAP is okay, right? You gotta understand, a lot of the things that have been going on in society's been pushing this shit for years. As a matter of fact, for decades. And if you don't believe me, let's do a little history lesson with Uncle Sands real quick. You know what I'm saying? I kind of take this thing back all the way to February 8th, 1987. It was a show, TV, called Valerie. It was on NBC, I believe. And on a particular episode, I'll say season 2, episode 14, it's called Bad Timing. And this is where they actually mentioned for the first time on primetime television the word condom. No body parts, no slang, just straight up condom. Primetime TV, 87, right? I got the description of the episode in front of me right now. You could talk about it, you could chop it up. It says, quote, according to IMDb, because, you know, I'm trying to give props here. Quote, when the girl who gave David his first kiss 10 years earlier arrives with her family to stay with the Hogans for a college visit, sparks between them resume, and David considers consummating the relationship. Now, first of all, shout out to condoms and shout out for them pulling this at 87, because right around this time, you had another pandemic around this time. You think we going crazy with coronavirus right now? Another pandemic was taken back around this time. It was AIDS. We're dropping like fucking flies. And they blamed it on gay people. You know what I'm saying? Something had to be done, you know? A lot of it was going on in the culture. This particular show was like, you know, we're going to bring awareness. So guess what? We dropping the C-bomb tonight. And they did. And they'll tell you at the tippy top of the show, they'll tell you, listen, we're going to discuss some suggestive themes tonight. It's going to get a little spicy in here. You know, you might want to, if you got your kids with you, you might even want to watch switch your kids, or B, sit your kids in the back real quick, because it's about to get real. All right? Why do I bring this up? Because it holds down to the same point that I've been making. I've been making prior to this, and I'm going to be making after this. This shit been going on in society for years, for decades. As we got older, you talk about 1987. 1987, a lot of us was either around or about to be around. You know what I'm saying? So this ain't like this been happening. Even though it's been happening, it's been happening for most of our lives, for the most part. All of our lives or most of our lives. So I bring this up to say this, right? As time went on, you know what I'm saying? Shit got a little more raunchy. Video games started to get a little more raunchy. Shows started to get a little more raunchy. Music started to get a little more raunchy. I just played a fucking throwback on this podcast. Lil' Kim, who was actually doing this whole WAP shit before WAP was even a fucking thing. No Time for Fake Ones. You see how raw that shit was. That was in 96, I believe. 96, 97. It would take a year. You know what I'm saying? I didn't put that song there. You know what I'm saying? There's a point there. You know what I'm saying? We've been dealing with this shit for a minute. And society's been putting shit out like this for a long time. But I also remember a time when that song came out, I had to be no more about like 8, 9. My parents already told me, already gave it up to me, told me, like, yo, listen, you ain't hearing this shit around here, around us. I know you're gonna hear it out, but don't be trying to bring that shit into this house. You know what I'm saying? They was really strict about shit like that. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot. So there were certain shows we couldn't catch. There was certain music we couldn't really listen to. You know what I'm saying? We had to be in bed by a certain time. You know, it was a little different. So the access wasn't as there as it was now. Not only because technology wasn't really as popping as it is now, but we also had, you know, parents, you know, and people in our community being like, you know, trying to, you know, protect us and all that. You know, we're rightfully so. We kids. We didn't know any better back then. Can you honestly say we knew better back then? Ron, why are you bringing this up now? Because at the end of the day, yeah, society is going to put shit out there, you know what I'm saying, for mass consumption. Whether it be kids, adults, old people, geriatric folk, whatever, this shit is getting pushed out there regardless. There's not much we can do about, well, let's not say that, because we actually are doing something about that. These things are getting pulled off the shelves. But at the same time, I feel like we also got to play a role about this shit at home too. You know what I'm saying? We are the generation that grew up on this shit. So we should be already knowing what's up. So the fact that we have this quote unquote outrage about everything that's being put out, I feel like it's kind of crazy, especially considering that we were the generation growing up on South Park, fucking Family Guy, things like that. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, if you really want to get into it, SpongeBob, bro. That shit weird as fuck. And there's a lot of adult overtones on that. But I bet you got your kids watching, and that's part of the problem. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody's going to be pushing all these networks and everything like that. They pushing this stuff out in front of our kids' faces and everything like that. And for the, you know, our younger siblings' faces and everything like that. But we got to be the part. We got to be the standard bearers that be like, you know what? Nah. Yeah, even though it's out there, I'm going to sit there and have a hand in what my youth, you know, consumes. You know what I'm saying? Because you could complain about all of that, everything that's being out there, but what are you doing at your home that you could actually sit there and change? We got to be the change that we want to see. You can't just sit there and cancel everything because, yeah, you're not liking how it looks. You know what I'm saying? I mean, granted, it looks crazy, but you also got to understand, too, it's up to y'all to sit there and decide, all right, we got to, you know, set the boundaries. You know what I'm saying? Shit is crazy. Trying to cancel Pepe Le Pew because he was fondling up on, you know, on not even a skunk. It was a cat. Let's be clear. It had the same color patterns as a skunk. But let's be clear, that was a cat. He probably saw it as a skunk, but it was a cat. Matter of fact, the name of the character that he was chasing that was called Penelope Pussycat. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you looking at that, and it's, shit. It makes sense, but it doesn't make sense at all. Because if you're going to talk about that, if you're going to try to change Miss Potato Head, then guess what? You got to cancel shit like Helga Pataki too. You know what I'm saying? Because she was talking the shit out of Art. You know, and that's another thing I would say about cancel culture too, because I feel like a lot of it is really one-sided. It's always coming at dudes. You know, now granted, there are some dudes that deserve to be locked up and they deserve their career to be ended. You know, I will say that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, you know, like the added targets for that shit is mostly dudes. I've never seen any women being targeted for outlandish behavior for that. And it happens, but it never gets targeted. If you're going to be on the cancel culture tip, and I get it, it got to go both ways. You know what I'm saying? If there's some things that, you know, ladies are doing out there, you gotta shout that out too. Because at the end of the day, you know, we're trying to do this together. We're trying to go for equality too. Yeah, we could be equal, but then you also gotta take the good with the bad as well. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, in short, when it comes down to cancel culture, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. This is going to be output out in front of us regardless. We're not in control of what get put out. You know what I'm saying? You could try to cancel certain things. There's always new things coming back up. You know? We have to be responsible in what the youth around us consumes. You know what I'm saying? And that's a really big thing, because there was a lot of shit around us in the 90s, and it wasn't much of a, oh, let's take that off because what about the kids and all that? No. We just didn't put it on in the house. It wasn't on like that. You know what I'm saying? They waited to go to bed. Our parents waited for us to go to bed, put us to bed, make sure we were straight, and then went upstairs with their friends to play Richard Pryor records. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to sound like the old guy, but sometimes we might have to go back to the past to help create a new future. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't all bad. There was some right things that they did for us, because that's where we are today. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like at the end of the day, it starts and ends with us. We got to be the catalyst. So that's my culture rant. Got another topic. Gonna get you up. I'll get us up out of here with this next one. Kanye West, man. One of my favorite producers. One of my favorite rappers, minus the whole Trump shit, but whatever, you know what I'm saying? Minus the whole Trump shit, but as being that we haven't really spoke too much before that, there's a lot that went on with him as well. Him and Kim K getting that divorce, that shit getting wrapped up. And on top of that, he became one of the richest African-American in American history. A lot of it coming from his shoe deal, a little bit coming from his music catalog, but mainly from his Yeezy deal. And also with the Gap deal that he has, that pushed him up to the balance of $6.6 billion, which is a lot of fucking money. So you mean to tell me, in the same week, you get rid of Kim K and become the richest black man in history? Listen, that's a good trade. And on top of that, he already got the prenup in order, so everybody leaving what they came with, so say what you want about him with the Trump shit. He does hold good, you know, with that prenup. You know what I'm saying? We're holding down the prenup and make sure his funds are straight. So if you ain't no Trump, how do we want prenup? I damn sure might. You know what I'm saying? I just might get shit my damn self. God damn. $6.6 billion. You imagine that shit? Wild as hell. All right. That's going to do it. That's going to do it for us today. You already know what it is. Aaron Sands. This is King Talk. You can follow me at Aaron Sands Premier. AAronSands PremiRe. follow me for any updates regarding King Talk Podcast. I know I haven't been on an online tip really as of late, but we're getting back to it. It's springtime. It's nice out. Might take some flicks. But while you're checking out my flicks, check out this pod. We got more episodes coming soon. Also, quick programming note, being the fact that episode 2 did so good, and hopefully episode 3 does as well, we're moving the show from Tuesdays to Fridays. So starting Fridays at midnight, not this episode, new catches on Tuesday, but episode 4 and going forward will drop on Fridays. Every other Friday, starting April 2nd. That's when the next episode, King Talk Podcast, comes on. We're going to get lit. We got new topics, all that good stuff. Might have some guests. We'll see. So check us out April 2nd, Spotify, Anchor, and on any other podcast listening device you might mess with. I'm in the mood to talk about a little something else, though. I ain't going to hold you. I mean, it's more Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, you know, situated. So if you're not in the, if you're not into the whole Smash Brothers situation, you know, Smash Brothers Ultimate community, I could understand. I could fast forward to this, and I'll see y'all on the second. You already know what it is. But if you are, you can stick around for a couple minutes. I had a funny ass story I wanted to sit there and talk about real quick. It just hit my mind, and I was like, you know what? Let's just fuck with it. Let's just put this on a podcast real quick. I'm playing as Ness, right? I'm doing Last Man Standing. You know, I'm online with it or whatever. You know, not too crazy. And I'm kind of nice with Ness, but it's a little, you know, a little shaky, a little dicey. I'm playing against Pyluenta, you know, user. I'm like, all right, cool, we vibing or whatever, you know, I'm getting it in. I see the Galaga item, so I'm like, yo, let me grab this shit real quick in this game real quick. I got shit to do. So I thought I did, though. Like, badass, I thought I did. And then I didn't realize we was on amendment level. We was on the arms level. And as she was going up, it gets stuck because there's a ceiling there. And I'm over here, I'm like, yo, can you just go over? I'm gonna wrap this up real quick, bro. Like, come on, son, just wrap this up. And for some reason, she would just not come down. I'm like, all right, maybe I could draw like a barrel up there and see what's up. Nothing, bro. She was weird as hell. She finally comes down like 2 minutes later. I'm like, all right, maybe they couldn't figure out this shit wasn't gonna work. And then, you know, go ahead. Now, granted, I got the win because I'm nice. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. But that shit was weird as fuck. I'm like, anybody ever accounted that? You know, we could chop it up on my Instagram handle, Aaron Sands Premier. Shit was weird as hell. If you got any weird Super Smash Bros. Stories, we could talk about it there as well. I'm an avid player. Kind of nice, but, you know, you'll find out when you play me. You already know the vibes. If you stuck around this long to hear this story, hear that little quick story, I appreciate you. I thank you. Thank you for your time. You have a safe night. You guys make good choices. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. And please, guys, stay safe. Even though it's warm, wear a mask. All right. It's Aaron Sands. I'm about it. I see y'all in a second. Deuces. The following songs being played on this podcast, we do not own the rights to.